It's teacher talk, it's teacher talk. Education, dedication, collaboration. We need some inspiration. Public schools and private tools. It's analytical, it's so political. It's teacher talk.
Welcome to Teacher Talk. On this show, we discuss education policies, challenges in the classroom, and we invite special guests to look back over their school age years and to give their input on education policies today. During our live programs, callers are provided anonymity, and by that I mean you do not have to identify yourself, others, or your location. Let's get started. This is Teacher Talk.
I think that bullying has been a part of growing up for children from in all different kinds of environments, demographics, race, colors, creeds. It's just a part of the human condition.
Dr. Keith Slaughter, a stern community voice, he is an assistant professor of the psychology of religion and pastoral care at Interdenomination Theological Center in Atlanta. From his present counsel, you might not know that as a young student, he was bullied in school.
I remember being in the third grade. We had moved from one city to a like smaller town. This boy at the time, and I was a boy, saw the new kid in town who didn't have any relatives, nobody to help me. And he had older brothers, and so he chose me. And he would take my lunch money and take my notebooks, take my pen, you know, and just push me around, beat me up. He dealt with it is that I left that school and went to another school.
Wow.
Yeah, that didn't cure it because I still had to live in the neighborhood. And so I would always end up either having to run from him or some kind of way escape him unless he was not feeling like harassing me on whatever that particular day might be. But ultimately, we ended up on the same football team when we were older teenagers. And there came a time where I had the opportunity to fight him, and I pummeled him. I think sometimes children have to learn this as well. Sometimes you have to stand up and fight for yourself. But I think that bullying is just a part of being human. There are always people who exist in different age levels, because bullying is not something that just happens among children in school, but bullying happens at homes, in families, it happens at work, in the broader society.
Dr. Slaughter, thank you. We also discussed online bullying that many students cope with today. For more insight on the cyberspace, I turn to an IT expert.
I'm a instructional technology specialist with a school district in the metro Atlanta area. And I've been teaching in education for about 15 years now. And I'm about the middle of my career, so things are kind of changing. So I'm kind of excited about that.
Our topic today is bullying. And we'd like to get what your insight is on the complications of this. And what are some of the resolutions that you see?
Some of the complications that have come with bullying really have come a long way from when, you know, I was a student in school and, you know, 20, 30, some odd years ago. The twist with bullying now is the web, the media, the internet. It's kind of evolved. Students have more means to access students than we did, you know, 30 years ago. So a lot of the things that I'm seeing that are starting to change and new trends in bullying and the fight against it is students themselves. I see that students using social media in a positive way to send positive messages to kind of end the nonsense that's going on, and which is good. They're kind of standing up and together and using it as a positive platform. Students are gaining access to all tools. You know, they have personal devices now that they bring to school, and they still can access, you know, these social media websites. And it's not just the tools that school districts are buying into, you know, for the 21st century learning. It's personal devices. And you can take away the tools, you know, all day long. These students are still going to have access in some way or another to find a way to you know, to bully.
So when we have this virtual environment to deal with, you know, how do we address it?
My take on it is that we address it, you know, by not even a case-by-case basis, but a school-by-school basis. I think that whoever runs that building should put some rules and laws and regulations in place, just like we have all of our other disciplinary procedures that we follow during the course of a school year and discipline plans. I think it should be included in that plan. Should be definitely included as an everyday practice. Include the social media. Include the online learning tools. Times are changing. The STEAM movement. This is for the benefit of our students and their futures, and the amount of jobs that will be comprised of technology. We're probably going to go to an age here in the next 20, 30 years where everything is going to be technology-based. I mean, literally nothing will be left with paper and pencil, from the smallest jobs to the most complex jobs. So I feel like students are going to have to evolve with this change and the things that they're experiencing. Unfortunately, it comes with the territory. It's part of it, but we just have to educate. That's the main thing. We just like any other new thing we have that we push out in, you know, the workplace or technology or in the home, whatever it may be. You have to educate people on the highs, the lows, the benefits, the negativity. It comes with it, you know. And like I said, as far as what the world is going to, it is going to benefit them. I know it's tough now. It is. I think I see the light at the end of the tunnel. That the more we educate, I think the better off we'll be.
Teacher Talk is sponsored by Weather Wonder Incorporated, an early learning science advocate. For more information, log on to lisamoser.com. And if you would like to participate in an upcoming show, click on to the Teacher Talk blog for details. Now back to Teacher Talk.
Caller, you're on the line.
Okay, hi. I work in the social service field, and I interface frequently with youth, with parents, with professionals, and with different realms of the business community, social work, physicians, nurses, teachers, etc. And I listen to youth quite intensely, and many times they, along with teachers, have informed me of different programs that they have out now in light of the rise in bullying from as young as kindergarten to as high as high school. And many schools up here have a what they call mediation programs. They bring their issues before a panel.
Tell me, you're in New York, but bullying is certainly a problem that affects all across the country, you know, in learning environment. Can you tell me if you've had more experience with this as a problem with a specific age group? Are there some ages more prone to it than others?
Well, lately it seems to be strongest in junior high.
That area where, you know, emotionally students are in transition. So I guess that would also be anger and resentment and those negative emotions that might be associated with bullying. I really like that you're talking about finding resolutions with the digital media. Can you tell us more about that?
There's a lot of public service announcements that are often on TV, and also the internet has got involved with it up here. They have they have these emojis that I've seen where if a youth is being bullied and if the youth doesn't know what to do, since everything is so social media driven, what they do is the youth will send out an emoji, which is an illustration of a person put their arm around the other person to visually show support of that person, and then the person selects their friends, and then it goes out to all their friends so then everybody knows that this youth is being bullied. However, the youth is getting and receiving a collective support from
every. That sounds awesome. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I'll have to look at that. Caller, thank you, and enjoy the rest of the summer in New York. Thank you. This is Teacher Talk. I have Kennedy Mason on the line. How are you today, Kennedy?
Good, and yourself?
I'm good. Thank you so much for being a participant. Tell me about your background. You're a true millennial, so give us a take on where you are right now in life.
I'm a rising senior at Dartmouth College. I'm interning this summer working in digital media and marketing. So I work with brands and like helping build their social media platforms and like market their business.
I have a number of colleagues that are advocating in the green environment arena. Can you tell us a little more about your platform in that area?
About a year ago, we started a digital media company that we called the Greenverse, and we basically wrote articles, had quizzes, giveaways, weekly newsletters, all about sustainability and basically just, you know, getting as much information out there as possible.
In your later studies at Dartmouth College, what's the biggest complication that you can think of when it comes to online communication? Our topic is bullying, online communication between people, because it is a social life as well. But what do you see that complicates things when it comes to, you know, being a social person online when that's the norm these days?
Sheesh, I don't know. I guess it's kind of difficult for me to answer that because my sister and I, like, we really got into social media when we were, like, juniors in college. And so we, like, built a following of, you know, like, 80,000 people online. And something we really enjoy. I mean, I can totally see why it's bad. Like, people get negative comments all the time.
Are you ever concerned or on guard for, you know, a lot of criticism or negative responses or negative comments?
You know, I mean, we're really thankful. Like, you know, that people are so, like, receptive to us online, and people are, like, really kind to us online.
You mentioned that you have 80,000 followers. What might be your post for today?
I really like to post some, like vegan food that I talk about, like, sustainable or secondhand fashion that I wear. Like, just things about sustainability, those things tend to interest me the most.
Thank you so much for joining Teacher Talk today.
The challenges are many. Join us again, and until next time, this is Teacher Talk.
It's Teacher Talk, education, dedication, collaboration. We need some inspiration. Public schools and private tools, it's analytical, it's so political, it's Teacher Talk, it's Teacher Talk.